The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be joined now by Ireland's most successful impressionist and satirist, Mario Rosenstock. He's actually celebrating 20 years of Gift Grub with spanking new stage show. Now, he's actually... Would you believe this? You couldn't make it up. He's actually been sold out in the main gigs in the Cork Opera House that he's added... three dates, the 27th, 28th and 29th. Remember, it's the end of February. So if you looked for tickets on Ticketmaster.ie and you couldn't get it, there are three extra dates. Also in the Olympia. He's going beyond April Fool's Day. He's going the 2nd, 3rd and 4th of April. No gags, please, about that. And... would you believe they have no taste in Kilkenny or Galway, because he's now going to do additional shows in Kilkenny and in Galway, respectively, on the 11th and 30th. Is there a website? Instead of me reading all this out...
Ivan, it doesn't need a website. You've just done it now for me.
Ticketmaster.ie.
Thank you very much. That's great. Tom Dunn, 102 Today FM, Smashing Pumpkins. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you so much for that. All right.
Ivan, it's great.
After the break.
Yep.
So, tell us.
Do you know what?
Before I tell you. How are you getting away with it after 20 years?
That's right. Yeah, I was going to ask you the same question. But you know what?
I just
interviewed Mark Cagney, actually, for my Sunday show.
Yeah.
And he described you as...
The Mario Sunday Roast.
Yes, that's right. And he described you as one of the five best broadcasters he's ever seen.
Did he?
Yeah, he described
you as... clearly hallucinating.
He described you as one of the five best... I said, who is it? Right. And he went, well, I suppose the best broadcaster I've ever seen is Gay Byrne. Gay Byrne is probably the best broadcaster I've ever seen. Terry, of course. Terry and Jerry. Larry. And Ivan Yates.
Well, he's obviously
Ivan Yates.
He's obviously having a gag with you. You don't realise.
No,
that.
No, he really loved it, and he loved replacing or not replacing you. Sorry, that's a bad word to use on this
no,
station.
No, that's
filling in for you.
I know. I'm gonna return. Okay, so now I heard you did a gig with Mick McCarthy recently, with the Boys in Green.
Yes, I did.
They played very average after it. Tell me about it.
Well, I thought the gig went well. It didn't obviously go that well because we didn't qualify. So no, I got a call, and it was from the guys in the FAI, and they said, "Will you come up and entertain the troops before the game? They think there's a lot of negativity going on around the Irish team."
It's before three dropped out, yeah, and before they realised they were 50 now, million in a hole.
Yeah. Now since I've performed, three have lost them 10 million,
Lost two chief executives and they lost several.
Yeah, but it had nothing to do with
the board have all gone as
but
well.
But anyway,
yeah.
I was there and I came up to perform for them in Castleknock, and players and the team, and I was waiting in a room on my own dressed as Jurgen Klopp.
Yes.
Ready to come in, and who comes through the door to talk to me but Mick McCarthy. And he just looks at me and he goes, "All right, Mario, I suppose you're going to do me, are you? Are you going to do me?" And I went, "Mick, I suppose this is the elephant in the room. I'll have to do you." And Robbie Keane poked his head out of the door, around the door, and went, "Are you going to do me as well, yeah?" He said, "Mario, why don't you do me, doing Robbie, doing you, doing me, doing him, doing you." So in I went anyway, and I did them all. And Mick gave me some advice, actually. He said, "By the way, don't do, what's his face, Leo. They won't know, they won't flipping know who he is. But do the little fella, if you like. Do the little fella." And I went, "Who's the little fella?" "You know."
"Yes, indeed, you can do the little fella, because all the players love shaking hands with the little fella."
"Do you remember we were at a gig I introduced you during the summer, the property race day for children's charities?"
"I did the little fella and all the players started laughing.
I had to interview you."
"Exactly."
"It was a total nightmare. You turned on me." No, but speaking of soccer, there's the special once. Special one, I should say. The special ones is back. A bit of a setback during the week at Old Trafford. Is he in good form these days?
Yes, I think he's very good form, but he's transformed. His ego is no longer bigger than Ivan Yates. It is a smaller ego than Ivan Yates now. It is down more Matt Cooper level of ego. And he is now quiet and, you know, he is very self-deprecating. And so he's a different type of Jose to the Jose that I met many years ago.
But the man we all want to interview and can't is the man who's retired, Jim Gavin.
Jim Gavin, yeah. I have a story about Jim Gavin,
actually.
Tell
me about Jim.
Jim Gavin, I was doing, this actually involves Jose. Years ago, I was doing the second series of my TV series. And I had an idea for a sketch, which was, do you ever remember that programme, Celebrity Banished Door?
Yes, I did. I did the very first one.
Did you?
And you know, Aveen, that used to be going out with Ryan, Aveen O'Sullivan, the great mathematician lady now, she was for Kilchimock and I was for Timon. And we were leading by 2 points. We were at injury time and they conceded a goal and she won. I'm not over it yet.
Right, no. Well, anyway, I said I'd do a piss take of this thing called Celebrity Banished Door. So I had the idea that Davy Fitz would take on Jose Mourinho in Gaelic in Celebrity Banished Door. But Jose Mourinho, being Jose Mourinho and the culture of the Premier League where he comes from, he would, when things were under pressure for him in Celebrity Banished Door, he would get out his credit card and try to buy the best Gaelic footballer player. So he was losing by 15 points at halftime to Davy Fitz, and he got out his credit card and he tried to buy Dean Rock for 10 million. So to do the sketch successfully, I said to the guys, we'd need Dean Rock. And we went, how the hell are we going to get Dean Rock? Anyway, by roads, I had to call Jim Gavin to get Dean Rock.
Tight control.
So I called Jim Gavin and he went, okay, Mario, what exactly is it for? And I went, it's for a sketch. Okay, what happens? I told him the sketch. He didn't laugh. He was just very, okay, that sounds very efficient, that sketch. When is it going out? I went, it's going out the day after the All-Ireland final in 2013. And he went, and this is typical Jim Gavin. He went, okay, is there any chance you could shoot an alternative ending to that sketch without Dean Rock? Because if we lose the All-Ireland final and people see the next day that Dean Rock is gallivanting around, they'll start saying things. And I went, sure, we will. But then the match came Sunday. Dublin won the All-Ireland. Dean Rock was allowed.
Just shows his level of
panning. Yes, and the level of panning and detail. Oh, it was brilliant. But that was my interaction with Jim Gavin.
Okay, now, there's a British general election on. Yep. Do any of the British politicians catch your eye?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, as I was saying to somebody, I'll be devastated. I'll be devastated when Brexit is finished, Ivan. I mean, everybody's going like, oh, will Brexit ever be done? And I'm there, I want Brexit to go on forever. And of course, it is going to go on forever. Because for years, Ivan, we've looked at British politics across the pond and all we've seen is complete dullards. Ed Miliband, David Miliband, David Cameron, Theresa May, all of these people.
Whereas
over here in Ireland, you know, it's been really odd in these kind of fellas, you know, fellas talking out of the left side of their mouth and they're talking out of the right side of their mouth. We've had, you know, the Healy Rays, we've had, you are bullying me, Ivan. Again, there you are, bullying me. We've had characters galore, Michael Lowry, Jesus, God Almighty, Mick Wallace. And over there they had nobody. And it's as if only in the last 3 years they decided to up their ante and suddenly, you know, give us Boris and, you know, Jacob Rees-Mogg and who looks like a haunted pencil. Let's get Britain pissed. Nigel Farage, point a bishop's finger there, Governor. So they've just suddenly upped their ante and have become brilliant again.
But I find in some of your sketches, you've been very disrespectful to our Minister for Finance.
Yes, you might say that, Ivan, but I couldn't possibly comment. And I'm glad you asked me that, Ivan. Now, if you wouldn't mind, now, please, I didn't interrupt you. Please don't cut across me. Yes, I am slightly eviscerating, to use a word, about...
But the cost of the National Children's Hospital.
Ivan, the cost of the broadband.
No,
Ivan, please, I'm more interested in a Smashing Pumpkins gig than that sort of carry-on, OK? Now, what I love about Pascal, though, is I think there must be another side to Pascal. I don't know if I've ever told you about this.
He reads a lot of books.
Another side again, a Ballymun Pascal.
Yeah.
I think there must be a steelier side to Pascal, a Pascal that takes care of Leo's dirty work.
Yeah.
There is, because I know that Leo, you know, I mean, he surely, you know, when he gets pissed off with Maria Bailey, but he can't actually tell her to her face that he's going to shaft her. He goes, Pascal, will you sort this out? Absolutely, Leo, I'll sort this out. Maria, over here for a second, love. Maria. I'll tell you something. I'll be talking out of you, Maria. You're finished and done, Leary. Do you understand me? Is that okay, Maria? Sorted, Leo.
It's been a sad, sad year with hello, how are you?
Gabo, that's a good impression.
Well, he's an icon. You can't.
It has been. It has been. He's an icon. Was he an icon for you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And a great guy.
I was doing a routine in my brain for the last few weeks.
Because you've done three or four different gays, have you?
Yeah, but
I
was going to do it on the Late Late Show. And they sort of said no. Right. Because
I watched you on the Late Late Show.
Thank you. But they sort of said no because they felt it was too soon.
Right.
And I had this whole...
Gay would have approved.
He would have, because Gay loved comedians.
Yeah.
And Gay loved song and dance men, and Gay loved impressionists, and Gay loved voices. And it occurred to me that over all the years that I started doing Gay in about 1999. And when I started doing Gay, I used to do them, not in a great way, Ivan, I used to do them in kind of a very sing-songy way. So I'd do them on a sketch and be like, okay, well done, how are you? And that's all I could kind of do. But then after a while, I kind of got better at doing Gay. But over the years, I discovered that while doing gay that there were basically three different types of gay Burns that I had discovered over the years. And I suppose one I called him the Granada television gay. And that was the 1962 gay, don't you know? Here they are, all the wonderful boys. Here they are, ladies and gentlemen, with his received pronunciation. Here they are on the set of The Late Late Show. Would you welcome, please, the Dubliners? And you'd look back and you'd go, he had a slightly British accent, because all RTE broadcasters would have had this, you know, follow the BBC and receive pronunciation. Then in the mid-80s, gay transformed and he turned into what might you might call Americano gay. There you go, Ivan. Lovely to talk to you. There's the cameras. There's the cables behind the cameras. We're going to go to a commercial break. Wrap it up. Here's the dough. Let's make some money. This guy who used to appear like an advertising executive from America while we had no arse in our trousers or no holes in our shoe. Gay Burn looked like $1 million, so he did. Okay, there he goes.
And then finally, in the later years, there was what I might like to call the meaning of life gay. That was the hooded eyes gay, the nose up to heaven, and gay looking down at you and sort of saying, been there, done that, worn the t-shirt, Sonny. And sometimes he laughed like that at whatever you said.
And over the years you spoke about The Late Late Show, have you done much Pat Kenny?
Well, I have done a little Pat Kenny. I do enjoy, ipso facto, doing Pat Kenny, especially when he jumps into the Latin phrases. But I like tearing things apart like a surgeon. I am very, very specific about how I interview people. And if you don't cut me off, Ivan, I won't be able to continue.
And the total number of dates you're doing in the Cork Opera House for
five.
Those in much... So it's the end of February, the last 3 days of February, because it's a leap year this year. Will Roy make an appearance?
Roy might make an appearance. But actually, no, do you know what I'm working at the moment? I'm working on new impressions. Your buddy on...
Eamon Dunphy?
No, I'm not doing him.
Although I'm working with him now.
No, I've enjoyed you, yes. Crosby, Stills and Cash. I've really enjoyed work. The band are back together.
That's Ivan. Right.
Yes, we're making lots of money. And are you actually getting a taxi from Premier then to go in and do your nighttime gig?
No. One is in lieu of the other. But I get a taxi from here to there.
All right, yeah. Because Matt was talking about that. And Matt was doing this thing he does. You know, Cork person does when they don't want another person to hear what you're saying about them. Matt does this thing where he talks about people like that. And his mouth doesn't actually open. He said, did you hear about Ivan? Ivan's doing Premier Sports. Oh, yeah. I don't know how well that's going to go on TV3 or Virgin Media or whatever it is. And he kind of looks like a ventriloquist dummy because his mouth doesn't open.
Yes.
Yeah, obviously, I suppose Roy will make an appearance. Why wouldn't he? Who the hell are you to say that?
Yeah. Do you do the Langer one?
What's the Langer one? What are you talking about?
Well, I'm sorry I brought my phone with me, but...
Well, turn it off. Turn it off and stop drinking Diet Coke and get the back injury sorted out. You're lying all over the ground like pretending you have an injury. You're diving. You're the only presenter I know who dives. For anybody out there who knows, I had dinner once with Vincent Brown. I had dinner once with Vincent Brown and Ivan, and it was only 9 o'clock in the evening in the Unicorn.
Yeah.
And Ivan went, I had to go, and then we had to put Ivan in a taxi, and the taxi pulled up outside the door, and we had to lay Ivan down in the back of the taxi.
Yeah, sorry, I can't. And your man is there.
Hey, listen, your man is bollocks. I'm not taking him. and Vincent was there. Who do you think you are, Mr. Taxi Man? This is a disgrace. This man is physically ill.
What would you say Vincent makes of the Tonight Show now? It's only a pale shadow of what it used to be.
I think it's good. It's a good hit.
But you know, right? I think Vincent would have an opinion on it. I mean, it doesn't have the knockdown, drag out controversy that he had.
I'm working on you as well.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't.
I'm too bland.
You're not.
Phil Thompson? Can you do Phil Thompson?
It's unbelievable. Ivan, I was watching it last night. Premier Sports. Four spoofers trying to talk. And meanwhile, I'm over there on Sky. And I'm out. Oh, look what's happened, Jeff. Let's go live to Goodison Anfield. What's happening, Phil? Oh, it's unbelievable, Jeff. I hurt me knee off the side of the desk.
You know what? I want you to come back and do a Thursday interview where we talk about none of your characters and just talk about you.
Would you do that?
Yeah, we'd get into your Mark Cagney lookalike stories.
say you were one of the top five broadcasts. Well, that time has come.
And you play tennis.
I do, yeah.
And
you want to talk to me about my hobbies?
No, I want to talk to you about your love life. I want to talk to you about your parents and all that kind of thing. And
excellent.
The things that have been, you know, things
driving
that have gone,
me.
Yeah, and things that went badly. And
I want to do a deep, penetrating interview.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. It will be invasive.
Yeah.
Get out of here quickly, Mario Rosenstock. Thank you.